morning, good afternoon, good evening from whichever part of the world you are tuning into. This is Sirisha Verma from Riding by Pixels, and today is Thursday. Thursday, I record a business case study podcast. And today's podcast is very interesting because this will define the scope for India to become a superpower. And one of the things that will make India the superpower is chips. Yes. We are going to talk about chips today, but not the potato chips. We are going to talk about semiconductor chips. Chips are everywhere. No matter what kind of mode you are using in your daily life, it could be your debit cards, it could be your phones, it could be your cars that you use to travel from one place to other, chips are present everywhere. Due to the pandemic, the e-commerce sales of electronic products have increased, thereby creating $60 billion of loss to the automobile industry. How has the e-commerce sales created such a huge loss for automobiles? We are going to talk about that in today's podcast. If you look at the number of semiconductor chips that are created, that are manufactured, there are a trillion chips which are manufactured every single year, and it takes 2 months before a chip can be shipped. There could be thousands of chips in the most mundane of cars. And if you include semi-automatic and automatic cars, most of the functions in those cars, including your engine control, transmission control, brake, steering, infotainment systems, and safety technology is being monitored or is being delivered by semiconductor chips. Electric vehicles use more chips rather than the normal cars. Now, if you remember, we wanted to talk about how e-commerce sales boost actually created a loss of $60 billion for the automobile industry. If you look at the automobile industry currently, there is a crisis which is brewing over there. When COVID hit, most of the automobile companies in March 2020 were looking at ramping down their production, because across the world, by March 2020, the whole world understood that pandemic situation is happening and it is a viral disease that is affecting many of us, unlike what we heard from WHO. So because of this, multiple countries were having lockdowns, or the people were not traveling anymore, they were working from homes. So because of this, the automobile industry actually, the automobiles industry sales actually fell by 38.4%. And the automobile industry also revamped their production facilities to start producing less, or some facilities have also shut down because they thought that people would just sit at home and it might take a while before the demand for new cars would come up. And that is where they have stopped their orders to the semiconductor companies to manufacture chips. Now, if you specifically look at chips, these semiconductor chips are not interchangeable. The kind of chips that are used in cars cannot be used in electronic goods. So, since this is not interchangeable, most of the chip companies found their orders from automobile industries dwindling. But come June 2020, people were okay with the pandemic situation. They understood that this might be the way of life. They were also tired sitting at home, and that is where the need or the demand for new cars skyrocketed. And automobile industry wanted to increase their production now. But the only issue being shortage of chips. They went ahead and asked the chip manufacturing companies to start manufacturing chips which will be used in automobile industry. But The chips that are used in the automobile industry are legacy ones. That means they are old ones, and manufacturing them is not the most profitable thing for any chip manufacturing company. But the same, but chips which are used in electronic products are really profitable. And given the pandemic situation, most of us were sitting at home consuming a lot of content, and because of that, we also understood that we needed a lot more electronic devices, be it your gaming console, be that new laptop, or be that new mobile phone. Everybody was placing orders and e-commerce sales skyrocketed. And also, manufacturing these chips was a profitable venture for chip manufacturing companies. So they were not keen on going ahead and manufacturing automobile companies. Also, because of the demand for electronic products was going up, most of the electronic products manufacturers were okay to pay a little extra to the chip manufacturing companies. And that is where the shortage of chips actually happened. Now, if you specifically look at market leaders in the automobile industry, including Ford and GM, they have announced that there will be 4 million less vehicles that they would be manufacturing in 2021 due to this exact reason, which is the chip shortage. Also, they are looking at losses of around $1.5 to $2 billion. But across the automobile industry, if you look at the losses, they're coming up to $60 billion. Now, given this condition, most of the automobile companies are looking at other ways that they could increase their efficiencies, and one of the ways for them is to create their own chip manufacturing facilities. One of the electronic products market leader Bosch is actually looking at setting up a chip manufacturing facility in Germany. If you look at the geopolitics around the chip shortage, you would also know that during pandemic situation, that is in March 2020, there was also a trade war happening between US and China. Of course, trade war is not new between these two countries. It has been happening since a while now. But because of the pandemic situation, and because the whole world believed that coronavirus is actually man-made and came from the labs of China, US government back then, the then President Donald Trump actually started putting a lot of restrictions regarding companies to buy products from China. And specifically, if you look at semiconductor chips, China is one of the market leader which manufactures these chips, Taiwan being the other country. Now, because of this specific issue, most of the automobile companies in US could not procure chips from China, so they looked at Taiwan. If you specifically look at the companies, there is a company called as Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, short of SMIC, which is a company in China which manufactures semiconductor chips. The company in Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, is currently handling all the demand from the companies of US. And because of this high demand, the lead times for chips has gone up to 18 weeks from 2 months. Now, if you specifically look at Taiwan is a very small country. So even to meet the demand coming from the automobile sector, Taiwan is looking at expanding their chip manufacturing facilities by putting up industries in China, Germany, US, and investing $2.8 billion. If you specifically look at China is also looking at expanding its chip manufacturing facilities. They are coming up with a huge plant in Shanghai with an investment of $9 billion. Now, there are two components which are important in manufacturing of chips. One is silicon and one is gallium. If you look at specifically these raw materials, China produces 68% of the world's production in silicon and 97% of world production in gallium. So no matter whether we like it or not, it seems that until the near future and some other country can actually produce gallium, we still would have to depend on China for the raw materials. Now, if you specifically look at the chip manufacturing facility, there are three core activities. Number one is the designing of the chip, which is called as fabless. Number two is the manufacturing of the chip, which is called as foundry. And number three is the assembly part, and it is called as OSAT. It represents assembly, testing, and packaging. Different companies do different activities. There is no way that one company does the whole process, that is design, manufacture, assemble, test, and package. This is done to increase efficiencies. Designing facilities are generally available in countries like Taiwan, US, Europe, India. In India, Intel has created a huge design facility here in Bangalore. Manufacturing is done in China, Taiwan, US, etc. Assembly is done in China, Malaysia, Philippines, Vietnam, etc. If you look at specifically designing and manufacturing, designing is the highest skill, paid skill that is available in chips, and then manufacturing comes. But specifically, if you look at assembly, testing, and packaging for chips, that is a low end skill. Now, if we look at the Indian landscape and what India is trying to do to become a superpower in this specific domain, China produces 5,400,000 metric ton of silicon, whereas India also produces silicon, but it is around 55,000 metric tons. So India produces less than 100 times of what China produces in silicon. But we already mentioned that Intel has opened a chip design firm here in Bangalore of India, and we already have 24,000 chip designers available in India. According to the Indian government has released a gadget, which is the government order here in India on 21st December, mentioning that the Indian government will provide financial support of up to 50% of the project cost to create design and manufacturing facilities here in India. Government will also provide support for 6 years under the scheme on a pari-passu basis. Pari-passu basis is equal partnership between the government and the private companies, which can come up with designing and manufacturing chips here in India. Apart from that, government will also provide infrastructure support, R&D, skill development and training, etc. to the companies which will come forward. These will be Indian companies which will come forward to set up design and manufacturing facilities. And if you specifically look at the application for the financial support, the applications will be open from January 1, 2022 for a total of 45 days. If an Indian company is manufacturing chips, the government of India will make sure that the procurement of chips will be under the preference of Make in India banner. Now, apart from local companies, government of India is also looking at foreign companies to come and set up their base here in India for designing and manufacturing of chips. And they are willing to invest ₹76,000 crores or $10 billion as incentives for any foreign company that wants to come and set up their manufacturing facilities and chip design facilities here in India. If you specifically look at the demand of India for semiconductor chips, right now we are importing 100% of our semiconductor needs, which are used in electronic products, and India is spending a total amount of $15 billion on these imports, with 37% being imported from China. So even if you look at the huge investment of incentives that the government of India is willing to pay any foreign company that will come set up their design and manufacturing facilities in India of around $10 billion, it will still be less compared to the imports, that the cost of imports that we have for semiconductor chips, which comes to around $15 billion. So it is definitely a profitable thing for Indian government to incentivize foreign companies to come and set up their facilities here in India. Now, if you specifically look at this geography, many companies have gotten out of China because of the pandemic situation. And also, specifically in China, the population of China is becoming older by the day, and also the wages of this population is increasing, thus making it costlier for companies to manufacture in China. But if you specifically look at India, India has the youngest population and the wages here in India are not to that extent. So it still makes sense for companies to come. And also we have a huge English speaking crowd here. So if foreign companies are willing to come and set up their shop here of either designing or manufacturing chips, they would not be unhappy. Now, if you look at the overall landscape, India, if it can actually get good enough number of foreign companies into setting up and designing chips in India, India can definitely become a superpower. There are two specific areas which will help increase the demand of semiconductor chips in the future. Number one is, of course, the advent of electric vehicles. In Europe, if you specifically look at the automobile industry, electric vehicles are being sold much more than diesel vehicles at this point of time. The second point, and electric vehicles will definitely use many more semiconductor chips than any semi-automatic or automatic transmission of petrol or diesel cars. The second reason how India can become a superpower with chip designing is, of course, the advent of 5G. With 5G rolling in India, many more people would be able to access the internet and many more people would actually consume electronic products. And of course, electronic products will definitely consume a lot of chips. So if the government of India can actually handle this opportunity properly and make sure that companies are given a free hand in setting up factories here, and also if they could take care of the taxation and other infrastructure conditions, I am sure that India can become a superpower with just chips. I hope you found this content interesting. This is Sirisha Verma, founder chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company, coming live to you from India. I record podcasts 3 times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday, I talk about a digital marketing topic. This week, I spoke about the ultimate guide, ultimate marketing guide for restaurants and food business owners. So if you are planning to set up a food business or if you are already a restaurant owner, do check that podcast out as well. Thursday, I talk about a business case study, and Saturday, I do a business book review. This Saturday, I am reviewing this amazing book, The Go-Giver, which is a must read and a must apply for all small business owners. So do check it out on Saturday. The podcast will be live at 8 p.m. IST. I do hope to catch you there. If you want to drop me a note, I would love to hear from you. Please do write to me at sirisha@brandingmypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingmypixels.com. If you want me to specifically cover any topic, you could also write me a note and let me know. If you like the content that you are hearing and you think this would add value to people in your network, please do share my podcast with them as well. I'll meet you again this Saturday. Please do take care and enjoy the rest of your evening, morning, whichever time zone you are logging in. Please do take care. This is Sirisha Verma signing off. Bye-bye.